Today is the second day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you. Day two of a brand new month. Moving into this brand new month. And I am grateful to be here with you today. As we gather like we do every day. And take the next step forward on our journey through the scriptures. And we are doing that. And we're doing it day by day, step by step. That's how it's done. At least how it's done around here. So, let's get into it. Let's pick up our story of the judge named Samson. Today, Judges 15 and 16. Later on, during the wheat harvest, Samson took a young goat as a gift and visited his wife. "I want to go to my wife in her room," he said, but her father would not let him enter. "I was sure you hated her," her father said, "so I gave her to one of the men who accompanied you. Isn't her younger sister more beautiful than she? Why not take her instead?" Samson said to them, "This time I will be blameless when I harm the Philistines." So he went out and caught 300 foxes. He took torches, turned the foxes tail to tail, and put a torch between each pair of tails. Then he ignited the torches and released the foxes into the standing grain of the Philistines. He burned the piles of grain and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and olive groves. Then the Philistines asked, "Who did this?" They were told, "It was Samson, the Timnite, son-in-law, because he took Samson's wife and gave her to his companion." So the Philistines went to her and her father and burned them to death. And Samson told them, "Because you did this, I swear that I won't rest until I have taken vengeance on you." He tore them limb from limb and then went down and stayed in the cave at the rock of Etam. The Philistines went up, camped in Judah, and raided Lehi. So the men of Judah said, "Why have you attacked us?" They replied, "We have come to tie Samson up and pay him back for what he did to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the cave at the rock of Etam, and they asked Samson, "Don't you realize that the Philistines rule us? What have you done to us?" "I have done to them what they did to me," he answered. They said to him, "We've come to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines." Then Samson told them, "Swear to me that you yourselves won't kill me." "No," they said, "we won't kill you, but we will tie you up securely and hand you over to them." So they tied him up with two new ropes and led him away from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came to meet him, shouting. The Spirit of the Lord came powerfully on him, and the ropes that were on his arms and wrists became like burnt flax and fell off. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand, took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, I have piled them in heaps. With the jawbone of a donkey, I have killed 1,000 men." When he finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone and named that place Jawbone Hill. He became very thirsty and called out to the Lord, "You have accomplished this great victory through your servant. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" So God split a hollow place in the ground at Lehi, and water came out of it. After Samson drank, his strength returned, and he revived. That is why he named it Hakor Spring, which is still in Lehi today. And he judged Israel 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute and went to bed with her. When the Gazites heard that Samson was there, they surrounded the place and waited in ambush for him all that night at the city gate. They kept quiet all night, saying, "Let's wait until dawn, then we will kill him." But Samson stayed in bed only until midnight. Then he got up, took hold of the doors of the city gate along with the two gateposts, and pulled them out, bar and all. He put them on his shoulders and took them to the top of the mountain overlooking Hebron. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman named Delilah, who lived in the Sorek Valley. The Philistine leaders went to her and said, "Persuade him to tell you where his great strength comes from, so we can overpower him, tie him up, and make him helpless. Each of us will then give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please, tell me, where does your great strength come from? How could someone tie you up and make you helpless?" Samson told her, "If they tie me up with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, I will become weak and be like any other man." The Philistine leaders brought her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and she tied him up with them. While the men in ambush were waiting in her room, she called out to him, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" But he snapped the bowstrings as a strand of yarn snaps when it touches fire. The secret of his strength remained unknown. Then Delilah said to Samson, "You have mocked me and told me lies. Won't you please tell me how you can be tied up?" He told her, "If they tie me up with new ropes that have never been used, I will become weak and be like any other man." Delilah took new ropes, tied him up with them, and shouted, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" But while the men in ambush were waiting in her room, he snapped the ropes off his arms like a thread. Then Delilah said to Samson, "You have mocked me all along and told me lies. Tell me how you can be tied up." He told her, "If you weave the 7 braids on my head into the fabric on a loom." She fastened the braids with a pin and called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" He awoke from his sleep and pulled out the pin with the loom and the web. "How can you say I love you," she told him, "when your heart is not with me? This is the 3rd time you have mocked me and not told me what makes your strength so great." Because she nagged him day after day and pleaded with him until she wore him out, he told her the whole truth and said to her, "My hair has never been cut, because I am a Nazarite to God from birth. If I am shaved, my strength will leave me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah realized that he had told her the whole truth, she sent this message to the Philistine leaders, "Come one more time, for he has told me the whole truth." The Philistine leaders came to her and brought the silver with them. Then she let him fall asleep on her lap and called a man to shave off the 7 braids on his head. In this way, she made him helpless, and his strength left him. Then she cried, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" When he awoke from his sleep, he said, "I will escape as I did before and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. The Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes. They brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze shackles, and he was forced to grind grain in the prison. But his hair began to grow back after it had been shaved. Now the Philistine leaders gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to their god Dagon. They rejoiced and said, "Our God has handed over our enemy Samson to us." When the people saw him, they praised their God and said, "Our God has handed over to us our enemy who destroyed our land and who multiplied our dead." When they were in good spirits, they said, "Bring Samson here to entertain us." So they brought Samson from prison, and he entertained them. They had him stand between the pillars. Samson said to the young man who was leading him by the hand, "Lead me where I can feel the pillars supporting the temple, so I can lean against them." The temple was full of men and women. All the leaders of the Philistines were there, and about 3,000 men and women were on the roof watching Samson entertain them. He called out to the Lord, "Lord God, please remember me. Strengthen me, God, just once more. With one act of vengeance, let me pay back the Philistines for my two eyes." Samson took hold of the two middle pillars supporting the temple and leaned against them, one on his right hand and the other on his left. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the leaders and all the people in it. And those he killed at his death were more than those he had killed in his life. And his brothers and his father's whole family came down, carried him back and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol and the tomb of his father Manoah. So he judged Israel 20 years. John 2. On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding as well. When the wine ran out, Jesus' mother told him, "They don't have any wine." "What has this concern of yours to do with me, woman?" Jesus asked. "My hour has not yet come." "Do whatever he tells you," his mother told the servants. Now 6 stone water jars had been set there for Jewish purification. Each contained 20 or 30 gallons. "Fill the jars with water," Jesus told them. So they filled them to the brim. Then he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the head waiter." And they did. When the head waiter tasted the water, after it had become wine, he did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. He called the groom and told him, "Everyone sets out the fine wine first. Then after people are drunk, the inferior. But you have kept the fine wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee. He revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum together with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they stayed there only a few days. The Jewish Passover was near, and so Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and he also found the money changers sitting there. After making a whip out of cords, he drove everyone out of the temple with their sheep and oxen. He also poured out the money changers' coins and overturned the tables. He told those who were selling doves, "Get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace." And his disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews replied to him, "What sign will you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days." Therefore the Jews said, "This temple took 46 years to build, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the statement Jesus had made. While he was in Jerusalem, during the Passover festival, many believed in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. Jesus, however, would not entrust himself to them, since he knew them all, and because he did not need anyone to testify about man, for he himself knew what was in man. Psalm 103. The Forgiving God of David. My soul bless the Lord, and all that is within me bless his holy name. My soul bless the Lord, and do not forget all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with faithful love and compassion. He satisfies you with good things. Your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes acts of righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He revealed his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in faithful love. He will not always accuse us or be angry forever. He has not dealt with us as our sins deserve, or repaid us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his faithful love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, for he knows what we are made of, remembering that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He blooms like a flower of the field. When the wind passes over it, it vanishes, and its place is no longer known. But from eternity to eternity, the Lord's faithful love is toward those who fear him, and his righteousness toward the grandchildren of those who keep his covenant, who remember to observe his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all his angels of great strength, who do his word, obedient to his command. Bless the Lord, all his armies, his servants who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all the places where he rules. My soul, bless the Lord. Proverbs 14, 17 through 19. A quick-tempered person acts foolishly, and one who schemes is hated. The inexperienced inherit foolishness, but the sensible are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before those who are good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another week in your word. And in this week, we transitioned into a new month. We thank you for this new month. And indeed, time flows by like water. Nothing we can do to stop it, but we can be present to it because it's our life and it's a gift that you have given us. And so, Holy Spirit, come. We rest in you. We glorify you. You are worthy of everything that we are. Show us how to walk with you in spirit and in truth, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base. Make sure you're connected to home base. Since it's a brand new home base, we're all just getting moved into this brand new world that we have for ourselves now as a community here. Daily Audio Bible 2.0 was deployed several days ago, and so we're moving in. Actually, that's going to become old news because it's all getting stabilized, all the little kinks, everything. Like, it's been... It has been a sigh of relief a stressful sigh of relief, but thank God for bringing us to this point. So I've been kind of moving us in, walking alongside us as we're moving in, and just sharing some different things about the new environment, and largely focusing on the community section, because so much is new there. Like, it's a very, very new place. So I very, very, very encourage you to go there. Let's just talk about the new home screen for a second. That is a consolidated view of your journey. And so when you come into the app and set up, you can follow the channels that you want to keep up with. For example, if you are a double dabber and you listen to DAB and DABC, well, you can follow those channels. Maybe you're a triple dabber and you can listen to Daily Audio Bubble Kids. Maybe you want to follow the Talks channel so that if Jill and I do a whatever this is, it'll be there as well. That's where it will go. And when you're setting that up, you can choose whether to, you know, pick up where you left off so that the next thing that shows, like, let's say you missed a day or two or whatever, then what would show up is where you left off. Or you can choose to just pick up on the day where we are, and it will just be very conveniently there. Obviously, you can go to the channels section and go wherever you want, but this is just like a shortcut. Also, your account management and everything, that's right there on the main screen, as well as the progress that we are making through the scriptures and the badges that we earn as we go along through the different genres. And then there's kind of a community overview of you. Like, are you participating in the prayer wall? If you are, then you have kind of access to that without having to sift through a million things, right on your dashboard. Or if you're a journaler and you use the journal, then it'll make that stuff accessible very easily as well. So it's just a very convenient snapshot of where we are as we take the next step forward each day. So maybe familiarize yourself with that as we keep learning about our new home. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, humble gratitude. If the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and to build community around the rhythm of showing up for each other, if that is life-giving to you, thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. This is your sister, Betty. I'm going to try and get this out the way as best as I can. I am sincerely and humbly asking you guys to pray for me, simply because it's something that I've been struggling with for a few years, at least 8 years, to be honest. And it's finding myself in a part of the world where I am basically mumbling and just complaining about where I'm at in the world, and it's not where I want to be, but it appears you know, after 8 years, that's exactly what the Lord is saying. This is where you have to be. And I'm just seeking to be content and humble and, you know, just appreciate what I have and use it to the best of my ability to serve brothers and sisters in Christ, to serve my community, and just to be grateful, basically. And I've been finding it really hard to do this because I would rather be anywhere else in the world, but this is where I'm at. And it took me this long to admit it, and I just want to reach out to you guys and just ask you to please help me pray and, you know, lift me up so that I can, you know, the Lord will give me grace to be able to accept this and be grateful, and also to serve in the little that I have where I find myself. I'd really appreciate it, and I thank you all so much. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, DAB. This is Deneen, aka His Beauty from My Ashes. I just want to thank the Lord for you guys and for this platform. I have brought before you a prayer request a while ago about my father. He is battling lung cancer. So today he was admitted and to the hospital due to some infection. So I'm just asking for you guys to please keep him in prayer. I don't want to lose my dad. And I'm just asking God for his will to be done. But I also express to the Lord that I don't want to lose him. So if you guys can please pray, whatever God's will is, I just ask you guys just to lift him up as I lift him up and lift up my mom, because she's bringing him back and forth to the hospital. I try to help, but, you know, she's like, you know, I got this. I'm good. But, you know, I want to be a help to them. I just don't want to lose my dad. I don't want to lose him. So if you guys can pray and just keep them lifted, I greatly appreciate it. I love you guys. I've been with the DAB for about 3 years now, and I just love listening to the prayer and encouragement, and I just love you guys. Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate it in advance.
Hey family, it's me again, beloved in Bakersfield. I had a prayer request for myself. I am 4 months postpartum, and my body is a wreck. My joints, my back, my hips, everything just hurts all the time, aches all the time. If I sit for any prolonged period of in any position or even laying down to get up, it takes a few seconds for me to like start walking properly and normally. And I've had lab work done and everything as far as like autoimmune, arthritis, lupus, all of that has been negative, praise God. The only thing that was elevated was some a CRP level, which showed some mild inflammation, but nothing crazy. I don't remember my postpartum experience like this with my first daughter, so I'm not sure if it's now just age, being 35 versus closer to 30, if that's the change. I do think my diet needs to drastically change, so it could be just inflammation with what I'm eating. But all that to say, if you could just be praying that I would be mindful of this body God's given me and nourish it well, but also to just for healing, that I would be able to play with my girls and have the energy to take care of them and take care of the household chores. And I return to work next Tuesday, May 5th, so that I would be able to keep up with my workload as a nurse. So I would appreciate your prayers, family. Love you.
Hey, this is Jerry calling from Duluth, Minnesota. I was able to Download the app or get the app to work here this morning, second day. And wow, I've been spending the last 3 hours just reveling in it. Videos with the passage of scripture. How amazing is that? The testimonials, I just left a testimonial. I'm so excited to be able to put faces to the names that I've known for decades. Wow. Interesting, I used to be Jerry the paper carrier from Duluth, Minnesota, and I gave a testimonial about that, and so many memories of milestones of the DAB, going back all the way to the time when it was just available on a podcast, and how the servers were always going down because it was growing so fast. And finally, the app came out, and so many things. And personally, how it has changed my life. And I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today if it wasn't for the Daily Audio Bible. I can take you to the place where I 14 years ago, I said, I believe God's calling me into social media marketing. Will you pray for me? Well, 14 years later, and in one channel that I serve in, we've had over 1 billion views of our content, and that's God. Really cool.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, this is Cowboy. I just wanted to come on here and say I'm really enjoying this new app. And I have ADHD, so it's hard for me to, like, when I read things, it's hard for me to, like, retain what I read because my mind constantly wanders. I'm constantly having to go back and reread stuff. So listening to audiobooks has helped me throughout the years, and of course the Daily Audio Bible, man, you know, God's spoken word spoken over us by the Hardin family is beautiful. I'm loving it, and especially with this new interactive features that they have on here, how you can watch the videos on locations where, you know, these certain events happen. It just really just drives home. It's just like bringing the Bible to life. You know, it's almost like you're there, you know, and watching it as it happens in real time. And I love this. And I cannot recommend this app to friends and family enough. So thank you so much, Hardin family, for this. And also, I'm enjoying the new sound quality because I am hard of hearing due to work, through being around lots of loud equipment, all that stuff. And yesterday, I heard Sean clearly for the first time. Brother, you have such a lovely voice, man. And I know you're out there praying for us. All I can do in the background is say yes and amen. But with that voice, brother, I hope you are somewhere bringing in the weather to somebody in the mornings, man. And, you know, it's going to be sunny today with a 100% chance of Jesus. Praise God. Anyway, thank you, Brian, and the Hardin family for this new app and this update and just being so faithful to God and saying yes for 20 plus years, man. And man, all the blessings to you and your family.
Hello, Brian and family. This is Joy from North Carolina. I just want to say I love this app. This new app is everything. I just have to remember, keep my eyes to the right while you're reading and stop looking to the left so I don't play. Oh my goodness, I love it. It's entertaining, it's knowledgeable. It just increases the knowledge that's going along with your reading. I just love it. Love it. I just want to thank the whole crew. It's wonderful. Thank you so much with all my love. Thank God. I thank God for y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've been listening for about 4 or 5 years, and you used to say, it's coming. And I used to say, okay. But then I say, I'm just going to wait. Thank you. God has everything in His own timing, and this is just wonderful. So I'm going to give Him all the praise and the glory, for He did a wonderful job on this channel with you and your family and all my brothers and sisters around the world that I love listening to at the campfire.